Blog Talk Radio.
Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better. Elevate your mind, get yourself together. Elevate your mind, make yourself feel better.
To the very special person listening to this broadcast, welcome to another episode of Taboo Talk, featuring your very own pastor and Christian consultant, me, Lady Charmaine Day. Today's show is guaranteed to be full of sensitive, intimate, natural conversations rarely talked about in the Christian community. So now, get ready for your weekly spiritual consultation. Are you ready? Great, let's begin. How are you doing, beautiful? I know you are doing wonderful, marvelous, incredible, and special because you are such a delight. I just have to tell you, you make God look great. You know, often people don't do the extra things, like saying to people, "You so-and-so, you look nice," or "so-and-so, can I help you?" or just taking time out to help those in need. But you do. You always go the extra mile. And I want to let you know it's appreciated. Let me give you a round of applause. Yay! You are phenomenal. So keep on doing what you're doing. God is watching you, and he's appreciating how you make him look great because people know you are a Christian, and so you are bringing honor and glory to the name of God and to his son, Jesus Christ. So continue to do what you're doing. So today, we are blessed. We are blessed and highly favored because we have a special guest star joining us today. My mother, Mrs. Arlene Day, a.k.a. Mama Day. Mrs. Arlene Day is a retired licensed practical nurse. She now is a motivational speaker who is a proud mother of three grown children, whom all graduated from prestigious universities. Her daughter's from Cornell University and her son from Clark Atlanta University, all with honors. Her oldest daughter, me, went on to obtain her master's from Columbia University with honors. She's a proud grandmother of two granddaughters. She has a published book called I Promise My Friend and is currently working on her second book. She's a mental health advocate and national spokesperson for NAMI and Our Own Voice program. She now is in training for the Senior Olympic Swimming Competition, specializing in the butterfly. She motivates people to be all that they can through presentations, mentoring, and sharing of herself on her Facebook fan page, Mrs. Arlene Day, a.k.a. Mama Day. Mama Day, thank you for joining us on Taboo Talk. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored. And you?
I am blessed and highly favored as well. So I'm feeling good. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today because I think it's really appropriate that we have a conversation that people are very curious about. Do you want to know what that is?
Yes.
People always say to me, how do you and your mother get along so well? You know, how can I have a relationship with my mom or my dad that brings me joy and happiness? Or I didn't grow up tight with my mother and father, and that's something that's missing in my life. And so today we're dedicating the show to talking about honoring your mother and your father, something that God commanded us to do. So what do you think about that topic?
Oh, I think it is a very, very interesting topic.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to go with a scripture first from you.
That's right. So let me get right into some scripture to get us started on today's show. If we go to Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, you wonder, how do I know that we're supposed to honor our father and mother? So, again, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16, it's one of the Ten Commandments, which is, honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God has given you. Again, honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God has given you. So, basically, God is saying that if you want to have a long life and you want things to go well with you, you have to have honor of your father and your mother. But a lot of people often say, well, what does honoring my mother and my father mean? Especially if my mother and my father were, they were crazy, treating me horribly, and, you know, they did some things to me that you wouldn't do to anybody, to your worst enemy.
Abusive. Hmm? Abusive.
They were abusive.
Alcoholics.
They treated me poorly. I'm listening.
Yes.
They treated me poorly. They did bad things. What is, you know, how can God ask me to honor them when, you know, they were poor to me? So let me take you to some more scripture, because even Jesus Christ had to deal with his mother, who at times treated him poorly as well. And a lot of you didn't know that, you know, everybody has this perception that Mary, his mother, was so phenomenal to Jesus all the time. But she worked Jesus' nerves too. And she even said that Jesus was crazy and tried to shut Jesus down from his ministry. So let me show you what I'm talking about, because you might not have known that. Going to John chapter 2, verse 1, on the third day a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." Jesus said, "Dear woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied, "My time is not yet come." You know what his mother said? She said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you," even though Jesus had just said that. Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to his servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. So even though she did not support his ministry, she was embarrassing him in front of his disciples, Jesus still did what his mother asked him to do. At another point, when Jesus was just starting his ministry, what happened was in Mark chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus had just appointed the 12 apostles. And then in verse 20, Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." Then later in verse 31, they actually went to get him. Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." Jesus said, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" Then he looked at those seated in a circle sitting around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." What do you think about that, Mama Day?
Well, I think that the scriptures, my interpretation of the scriptures is this. There's only one woman who gave birth to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one man who supplied the sperm.
Mm-hmm.
And they are to be honored for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You honor, because, if you have a great mother and father, then you are truly blessed.
Mm-hmm.
But it says, honor your mother and father so there your days will be long, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It didn't say anything that you had to love them. It didn't say anything about liking them. You had to honor them, because without those two people, you would not be here.
Uh-huh.
Nobody else can claim that. You could have another woman who raised you from the time you came out, and you love her to death, but she's not your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a man to get you here, and he doesn't have to be the person that you call daddy.
Mm-hmm.
But you are blessed to have a mother and father who have loved you and taken care of you to the best of their ability. They are truly blessed. As we know, people, you know, we are born into households that that isn't really, you know, not the best of households. And yes, people have been abused, abandoned, beaten. It's horrible, horrible that happened. And growing up, some children actually mimic their parents because they know no better. And some children choose not to have the same things done to them. But it boils down, there's only one woman who gave birth to you. And there's only one father. That doesn't make them a mother, a caring, loving mother, or, you know, a very good father. Two, you can honor them with a long-handled spoon.
Well, let me just say, in my recommendation to people, is that Jesus also preached forgiveness, and that he, one person asked him, well, how often do you forgive people? And he said, you know, what's 70 times 7?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you ask God to forgive you for your sins every day. Every day we go to God asking him to forgive us for what we do wrong. And it's hypocritical to believe that God will forgive us for what we did wrong if we are holding grudges for people. And that includes our parents. So one of the things I wanted to talk to people about today is, yes, your parents may be abusive. Your parents may have made decisions that hurt you. Oftentimes, our worst experiences come from our parents and how they treated us and the decisions that they made. And because from 0 to 18, we live with them for the most part and underneath their household and the choices that they make because of our age. When you leave their house, you know, looking back, forgive them. And that's something that people don't want to hear, but one thing I want you to know is that if you are able to forgive somebody for everything that they did, and even forgive yourself for the negative feelings that you have for your parents, then you are able to move and receive your blessings. Because if you harbor any negative feelings towards anybody, you're not able to receive your blessings that God has for you.
Look, I can tell you that is so easier said than done.
Yes, it's easier. Let me tell you, forgiveness.
Forgiveness is not easy. It doesn't come easy. And a lot of times we say, oh, you know, I have forgiven my mother and I've moved on. I've forgiven my mother. I've asked God to forgive her. I have forgiven her. And you think that you're healed. And a year or two later, just a mention of her name or see something on TV or in the movies, and you're bursting out crying, and this anger comes up, and you know that, you know, it may take quite some time to be totally, totally healed. And
well, let me just speak on that
I know that when I'm healed of a hurt or something is when I can talk about it without getting emotional. Because if you're still emotional from any past hurt, then you're not healed. And it takes a long time to be healed.
Let me just say for those people, because, see, forgiveness can come, and it doesn't have to take a long time if you know how to do it. And I want to spend a moment talking about that, because some of the listeners to Taboo Talk who's been with me for a long period of time knows that I've been through a lot in my life, and I've experienced a lot of abuse. And there's no way I could move on and share with people love and guidance if I wasn't healed from it. And it came when I went to God, took it to the altar, and Pastor A.R. Bernard said to me, and I'll never forget it, he said, the people who abused you, the people that hurt you, the people who made poor decisions over you, they all went on with their life and they're happy and they forgot it. But here you are carrying the baggage that of all those decisions. You need to leave it at the altar and not pick it back up. And when you leave it there, you have to believe that God has healed you of it, and you have to give it over to God. And when God saw it all, I want to tell you, listen to Taboo Talk, not at any point in time did God abandon you or forsaken you. Part of the reason why you're hurt, part of the reason why I was hurt, was because I was like, where is God in all this? If God is here, how come this is happening to me? You wonder, why did this happen to me at all? I believe in God. I have faith. I believe that if I asked him to strike lightning on this person, it would happen, you know, and it didn't happen. So it was just like it was a questioning of faith. And Pastor Bernard said that people, your faith should be renewed in knowing that God will bring justice on your behalf. Let go and let God, and move on and enjoy. May I finish? May I finish? Move on and enjoy your life. And when you bring it to the altar, don't pick it back up. Oftentimes, we pick it back up. We don't ask God to ask it at the root. If you ask God to ask something at its root, to remove all anger, all bitterness, all jealousy, all envy, and to heal you from the inside out, it will happen. And I tell you, that day was August 29th, 2004. I cried my eyes out. I did this in front of 5,000 people. I let it go. And I'm talking about it was a lot of pain, and it just came out. And from that point forward, I was healed. Now, prior to that, I tried to let go. But in doing it in my own strength, it couldn't happen. But when you stand on scriptures, and last week I told you, stand on Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. When you put the name of Jesus to something, the healing will come. Mama Day, you were about to say something?
Nope.
Okay. You know,
I'm going to tell you something. What you have just said is true, but I also know that I have very strong faith, and I do stand on scripture. And something, you know, you can ask for forgiveness from a person, and God will take the hurt and the pain away.
Mm-hmm.
And there are times when that particular abuse can rear its head at different times. And you might say to yourself, oh, I know that I've been healed and the you know, forgiveness is there, but it could be something that redirected in another way that you have to deal with. That's
something new. It could be something new.
It's something new that come up in your spirit that you thought that you was healed from and you forgave from, and you still have to address it. Because I know that with what I went through in my life, and it's like the vessel is my heart, and I have forgiven of my parents a certain thing, and you can get attacked where you're like, oh, but that's over with. But it still something came up. And, like, you deal with that particular thing when it comes up, and you keep going and about your business. Because we have people who are just stuck and want to stay stuck with their hurt, their abuse, and their pain. And people want to move on and still honor their mother and their father, past the abuse and past the hurtness. It is something that is hard, but it can be done.
Okay, well, let me be specific, because this is taboo talk, and some people are saying, well, Lady Charmaine Day, you forgave, but what the hell did you forgive from? You know, you look like you don't have a care in the world, you know, and for those people who don't know my story or know what I've been through, you know, I was raped as a child, I was physically abused by my father, raped by my stepfather, you know, those are abusive situations that happen in my home. And, you know, it's not like those people, for the first 5 years, my father lived with me, my stepfather lived with me from 5 to 16. You know, it's just like, how do you reconcile that? How do you get over that? You know, how do you forgive all parents involved? You know, you say to yourself, decisions are made. How do you get up? And it's just like, you could be a very bitter, angry person who can't have relationships, who can't have happiness in your life when you are holding on to grudges. And like I said, April 2004, how old was I? You know, I was 34 years old before I got to a place of healing, and I heard the message, which was leave it in God's hands. Like, before then, I was doing it in my own strength. And it wasn't totally done. People say, Charmaine, do you know what it's like to experience the pain? I'm like, yes, suffering from nightmares. People touch, you know, when I was married the first time, my husband would touch me in the night, and I would wake up screaming, and it was like a screaming nightmares all the time. Flashbacks. People go through flashbacks. They go, you know, yes, the pain does occur, and if you're not healed from it. And let me tell you something. You can't move on into new relationships. Like, I would never, had I not been healed of it in 2004, there's no way in the world I could be married now and have a relationship where my husband is being touched me in the nighttime, and he's not getting attacked with me screaming like I'm being abused. These things have residual effects, and I know that. So I'm saying to you, I'm not telling you something I myself haven't done or experienced. I'm telling you, peace of mind is truly yours once you accept these things. And yes, do I have a good relationship with my father now, even though he physically was abusive towards me, mentally abusive towards me? Yes, I do. I've forgiven him. You know, I love him. You know, people say, how can you love somebody who's done these things to you? I said, because, see, I recognize that sometimes we look at our parents as knowing everything and being responsible for their actions. But sometimes our parents may be sick. Sometimes our parents may be going through post-traumatic stress syndrome. Sometimes our parents might have been abused as children, and they're playing out what they know in their relationships. Sometimes a lot of people have parents who are coming back from the wars right now, and they are abusing their children, and that's because they're stressed out from the war. I'm not saying that that's right, but I can honestly say that I know that my father came back from the Vietnam War, and he was dealing with post-traumatic stress syndrome. So, you know, it's just like you have to see people for who and what they are.
Sure.
And, you know, so it's just like peace comes when you can be the bigger person. Because God says you will have a long life when you have forgiveness. When you're able to forgive and be the bigger person, then God can heal you in such a way that is magnificent. There's healing mm-hmm. that comes, like, your life will be 100% better. My life is 50 million times better now than it ever was those first 3-4 years. Mom, Dad, you was about to say something?
Yeah.
I think, Mom and Dad, you voiced the truth. A lot of people found it difficult to heal, found it difficult to let go and let God. But it's time now, everyone, to forgive our parents so that we can get the blessings that God has set aside for us. Because if this is holding you back, honoring your mother, honoring your father, we need to let go so that we can have all that God has intended for us to have.
This is true. And then you have to forgive yourself, too.
Amen.
You have to forgive yourself, too. And I think that's the hardest thing to do. You know, we have to forgive ourselves for holding on. We have to forgive ourselves. We have, you know, to forgive ourselves, is the hardest thing, because nobody is harder on us than ourselves. But when it comes down to honoring your mother and your father, nobody on this earth is perfect. There was only one man who walked this earth perfect, and that was our Lord Jesus Christ. And especially with the parents of today, having these young parents having children, and it's not a pretty sight to see. And we have to give of ourselves to help, because the children who are having children, they haven't been raised right, and Lord knows they're not raising their children right, and that's our future. And you know, we have to get involved in trying to help these children with their life, and they, more so than we, have to honor their mother and father. You understand what I'm saying?
I do. And with that, I need to end the show. We have 1 minute left. Let me say, Mama Day, thank you for tackling with me a sensitive and natural conversation that's rarely talked about in the Christian community in this way. Thank you, as my mother, showing people that we're very close. Again, we could talk about anything, and we got close because we forgiven and love each other, you know, because I've done things to upset you, you've done things to upset me, and yet we moved past it to get to healing, right?
Right. We can agree to disagree.
Right.
And we agree a lot on a lot of things, and, you know, that's just how life is.
And so we're living examples that there's hope for everyone. And so let
thank
me just
you.
Tell you, we will thank you, Mama Day, for joining us on Taboo Talk today. People, let me just say, I won't be on the air on Wednesday, May 25th. I have jury duty, but we'll be back June 1st. And Mama Day will come back with me, and we'll pick this topic back up because there's much more to say. Please log on to www.unlimitedhelp.com if you want to reach Mama Day. Book her for presentations or consultations. You can look me up on LadyCharmaineDay.com. if you want to get with me for any presentations or consultations. And I thank you for joining us today because you are very, very special and deserve nothing less than the best. Stay wonderful, and remember, you are special. Goodbye.
Elevate your mind. Get yourself together. Elevate your mind. Make it.